The entertainmentartist.com podcast does not reflect the opinions of entertainment artists, managers, employees, its affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hi, everyone. It's late once again, and this is the Entertainment Earth podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and I am here to tell you about new toys and comics and other stuff. I'm doing this really late at night because of various jury duty-related commitments. So let's get started with movies new this week at the cinema. You can see The Golden Compass, Juno, Atonement, and a bunch of other stuff I don't want to go see. The ratings on The Golden Compass have been something like 42% positive, which is not exactly fantastic. Last week at the box office, Enchanted was number one again with $16.4 million, followed by Beowulf, This Christmas, Hitman, and Awake. If you're paying attention, that means that last week was almost the same as the previous week. On the bright side, at least Walk Hard is coming out soon, and that sounds like it's going to be decent. DVD, last week we also told you about Mystery Science Theater 3000, which is going to see a reissue of its Volume 10 DVD box set, which you might recall as being the one with Godzilla vs. Megalon, which is going away, and it's being replaced by the giant Gila monster. But what about those of you who've already bought the set, you ask? What about those of you who want the giant Gila monster and don't want the rest of the set again? Well, Rhino announced they're going to make a limited edition release of just a single disc, no price or ETA yet, but at least you'll be able to buy the one disc you want without having to buy the three that you already have. Toys. Oh, we love toys. Let's start with Star Wars. A flood of new figures are hitting right now. Not only has Target put out all of their exclusives, which are many, and include an AT-RT battle pack, a TIE bomber, an ARC-170 fighter, and a battle pack to go with it, two new Galactic Hero sets, and some other stuff too, but also several waves of basic figures are hitting now. To be more precise, the entire 2007 line is pretty much available today. All 60 basic figures have started to ship, but they have not hit all areas yet. So if you haven't got yours yet, don't panic. More are coming every day all over the country. Pre-orders are still going to be filled. Stores are still going to get more. And just because some guy in Wisconsin found them doesn't mean everyone else is. I've seen a couple of pretty much everybody like once because the store got a case and got lucky early. Your mileage may vary, but they are indeed showing up. I am almost done with my set. Transformers. In Japan, Kyoto announced they're going to make Revoltech figures of Rodimus and Starscream. Revoltech figures, if you don't know, are really awesome figures that are these superimposable Japanese collector toys. They're about $25. They do not transform, but they look really cool. They're very stylized. The proportions, some fans don't like them, some do. Most Revoltech figures are imported in the USA by Organic, but certain ones, for various reasons, are not. These two are expected to be distributed in Japan only. So if you want Rodimus and Starscream and the inevitable Thundercracker and Skywarp repaints, I'm sure we're going to see, make a friend in Japan or prepare to buy online at your favorite toy importer. G.I. Joe. Wave 3 of Hasbro's comic books has been confirmed. Not revealed, because there's no pictures, but at least we know what they are. According to Hasbro, these will round out the 9 packs that you can choose from to mail in for your exclusive Doc figure next year. Please consult our previous shows for more on that. The new figures in these comic packs are Tomax and Zaymot, Battle Damage Storm Shadow with Battle Damage Snake Eyes, Ace and Wild Weasel, and a set with the Crimson Guard and a Crimson Guard Commander. This is all subject to change, but you can get your orders in early if you want. They're all due in the spring. Since Entertainment Earth sponsors this podcast, they would bludgeon me with a blunt instrument if I didn't tell you that you could actually order a set of all four off of our website, pre-order today with no duplicates, so you can just get one of each and have them sent to your home or office without any of the frustration of dealing with actual human beings, which to me has always been a selling point. Also, word on the street has it that Ray Darth Maul Park has been cast as Snake Eyes for the new G.I. Joe movie. This has not been confirmed yet, but he's a great choice for the Silent Commando. He also played Toad in X-Men and the Headless Horseman in The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, so he's really a good fit. I'll vouch for him. Indiana Jones, the line has been announced, and then will not. It's complicated, but Wave 1 of pretty much everything is now expected to hit stores in May 2008, and the first wave has a very heavy Raiders of the Lost Ark focus. Not all of the figures have been announced yet, but two versions of Indy, plus a version of Sala, Akiro Swordsman, Belloc, Marion Ravenwood, the Monkey Guy, and a lot more coming as action figures, and I'm sure we're going to see Henry Jones Sr. and a bunch of other characters, hopefully short round, but they haven't been confirmed yet. Several Adventure Heroes 2-packs have also been sort of kind of confirmed, but nothing's been really revealed new since Comic-Con. You're still going to be able to get your Belloc, your Sala, your Indy, your other Indy, your Marion, your Swordsman, your German Mechanic, and most surprisingly, your very own cute, adorable adventure heroes, Ark of the Covenant. Someone somewhere is laughing at that. I think it's amazing. Speed Racer movie toys. Some word, but very little about Mattel's product is getting out. Entertainment Earth has posted several, close to over 24 SKUs of this vehicle-heavy line. Most of the items are going to be Hot Wheels-branded Speed Racer toys, so there's going to be a lot of cars and a lot of tracks. Some stunt vehicles are coming. A lot of radio-controlled items in various sizes. Diecast, you name it. There's going to be some figures, a Speed Racer helmet that you can wear. I presume you can wear it. I haven't seen one yet. And a bunch of other goodies are coming out in the spring. There are no photos to show you yet, but we're assuming it's going to be extremely cool based on what you've heard so far about the Wachowski Brothers' G-rated Speed Racer movie. You can see all the Speed Racer items that have been announced so far if you go to entertainmentearth.com and type in Speed Racer. And, yeah, lots of Racer X stuff, and apparently some various villain cars don't even have names yet are going to be made. Could be really cool. Back to the Future. The coolest thing of the week, and I dare say the coolest thing of the year, is coming from Diamond next year. It's the Flux Capacitor. Finally, someone is making one. Unfortunately, it doesn't do much other than light up and look awesome, but the Diamond Select replica is going to be cranked out at some point in 2008. It's a limited edition. It's going to be a hair under $300, but be sure to pre-order yours if you want one, because it's going to be limited, and I want one. I just need to find some $300. Perhaps that fat, mad jury duty scratch will kick in, and I'll be able to get, you know, the batteries for one. Video games. Xbox 360. This week, the new firmware fall update upgrade has been released, which lets you play other video formats on your Xbox, like DivX, and there's a bunch of other goodies built in. For example, you can download Xbox One games and pay $15 each for them, or you can buy them in a store for $10 on a disc. I'm not one to judge. Greatest Hits program has also been launched for the Xbox Live Arcade. A number of games are marked down $5 this week, including Zuma, Billiards, and some other stuff which you probably already have or don't even want. I fall into the second category. So feel free to check online for price drops. I guess you're going to do more on a regular basis, but what and when? No one's really sure yet. But if you're not already playing Carcassonne, I recommend you do so. Also, Pac-Man Championship Edition. Nintendo Wii. This week's Wii downloaders can enjoy Zanac from the NES, Dynastic Hero from the TurboGrafx-CD, I'm assuming it's Japanese because I've never heard of it, or Eternal Champions, Sega Genesis's answer to the Mortal Kombat Street Fighter II fighting craze of the 1990s. If you live in Japan, though, you could be playing Wii Fit, a new game with a balance board that's supposed to make it so you are in better shape, because obviously if you play video games, you must be fat, I guess is the point of what they're saying. If sales mean anything, this game is really good, because they sold over 135,000 units this week, and this week's not over yet. I'm probably going to buy one. I can't help myself. I like big, stupid controllers. The Nintendo DS. After selling over 10 quadrillion units, give or take a few, Square Enix has announced they're going to follow up the highly successful port of Dragon Quest IV for Nintendo DS with Dragon Quest V. Shock, I know. Dragon Quest IV is still apparently coming to the USA next year. It is a remake of an NES RPG, and I can't wait. Hopefully I can find some time to play it. Arkanoid DS also came out in Japan this week. Arkanoid, as you may remember, is a game that's kind of like Breakout or Alleyway or Pong, and that you have a little paddle, and you get to hit bricks, and you can get lasers and extend bars and all this other stuff. The Japanese game comes with a spinner dial controller, and it's super cool from what I hear. I just need to find someone to sell me a copy with a controller, because I have to have one. At which point, of course, I'll tell you about how great it is, so you can hate me and be jealous, or you can buy your own, which I'd rather you do, because apparently it's going to be really great. And who doesn't love Arkanoid? I mean, really, it's one of the best arcade franchises you could possibly buy into. So if you can, you should. New at Entertainment Earth. We have lots of items on sale, but don't forget, holidays are coming up. Hanukkah is today, Christmas is around the corner, and a crazy Kwanzaa is also in the very near future. We have lots of great last-minute gift ideas, almost all of which arrived on our trucks on Thursday, which is yesterday, which is actually today, but by the time you hear it, it'll be yesterday. I recommend the Dukes of Hazzard radio-controlled car, the electronic Star Trek Classic Enterprise vehicle, Lord Crumwell's Oddfellows. These are these little tiny collectible figures of Gandhi, Frida Kahlo, Che Guevara, Mao Zedong, and more. There's some really exciting stuff. The Lord of the Rings Ringwraith animated maquette from Gentle Giant showed up. It's a big cartoon-style Ringwraith on a horse. It's totally cool. And we also got a number of Mattel's dolls from Disney's Enchanted, including Patrick Dempsey. Ladies, you know you want them. Hint to the boyfriend. It's doll o'clock. They all came in yesterday. Some of them are going very fast. So order today. Don't forget, if you order them today and they're all in stock and you order $85 worth of stuff, your order will ship for free with Super Saver shipping in the United States. The free shipping offer isn't going to last forever, so you might want to do that now, but the items are going to sell out before the offer ends, so just go ahead and order to get the items. It's a good idea, trust me. And we thank you for your business at Entertainment Earth. Just a smidgen more ominous than I wanted it to sound at the end. But, unfortunately, we are on deadline, because I think I have to be up at like 6:30 in the morning. So, let's move on to the wonders that are this week's Toy of the Week. We would have done a lot more, but unfortunately, we need to have things for next week's Toy of the Week. So we're going to do Star Wars Action Figures 30th Anniversary Collection Wave 7. Wave 7 is the indoor-themed wave, and there are 5 new carded releases with 6 new figures. How is this possible? I am glad you asked. The first figures are the Ewoks, Grock and Ramba. You get 2 Ewoks in one package for $7 or whatever bucks your local store charges. You get a collector's coin, you get Ramba with his headdress and a knife and a spear. He's as super articulated as an Ewok can get. He's got a ball-jointed neck, shoulders, articulated wrists, ball-jointed ankles, an articulated waist, and jointed hips. He's brown. He's very short for Ewok figures. If you bought the original Kenner ones, he's probably close to a head shorter. And you feel like you're getting your money's worth here. The same articulation is present on Grock, who looks exactly like the vintage Lumat figure, except different colors. He has a bow, he has a quiver, he has several arrows, the same articulation, and he's really cool. Both Ewoks are very well made. The only thing I would say I would like to see more of on them is a little bit of deco on the headdress. The faces are pretty good. There's a little weirdness, and they also have some kind of a pink line fleshy thing around their eye. I think it would have been better if they just left it unpainted or maybe painted it black. I don't know, like they got a disease or something. But they still look great next to your other Ewoks, like Uchi and Wicket slash Whittle and the Chirpa you bought last year. If you like Ewoks, and if you don't, you're just kidding yourself. Get over it. Embrace the Ewoks for what they are. Wonderful figures. Finally, your Scout Troopers are going to have someone to fight. And I got a little diorama of them setting up in my toy grotto. And I got to say, easily some of the best value you're going to get this year. So if you see the Ewoks, buy them. Even if you don't think you're going to like them, you're wrong, you will. Next is my next favorite figure in the assortment, the A-Wing pilot Tycho Selchu, or Kelchu, or whatever, I never heard anyone say it out loud. He is based on a mishmash of a character from the Rogue Squadron novels and a background character who had no name originally in Return of the Jedi. He's got a green suit, 2 helmets, no guns, and more articulation than you should reasonably expect. Ball-jointed shoulders and elbows and knees and ankles, regular wrists, regular hips, a swivel waist, a ball-jointed neck. He's got a great expression on his face, lots of good detail. He has these Rebel logos on his shoulders and helmet on the back with flames coming out of it. Looks so cool. This is a figure that makes you excited to buy a Rebel pilot. The sculpt is very good. Some assemblies required, because I don't know what they're called. I like to call them crotch straps because I have no sense of class whatsoever. They're these white or gray straps that hang around the legs and crotchial area of your action figure pilots. For whatever reason, Hasbro didn't put them on the figure in shipment, so you have to put them on yourself. They're easily removed, easily assembled, but they just are separate, I guess, to make it look like it's got more stuff in the package. He cannot wear both helmets at once. One's kind of a cap, like closer to what the vintage A-Wing figure had. The other one's a full-on helmet, and they're both pretty nicely made. The figure's got very light blonde hair. A lot of fans have said he looks more like Luke than the Luke figures. I respectfully disagree, but you may see it that way when you look at it. It's a very nice figure. As far as I'm concerned, it's a worthy update to the vintage A-Wing fighter pilot from 1984 and 85. So if you were feeling that the one from the mid-90s kind of wasn't any good, and you wanted a new one, this is it. It's time to upgrade your collection. Unfortunately, no A-Wing fighter figures, A-Wing fighter figure scale vehicles are available this year, but there's a rumor you're going to see a new one next year, or a repaint, or a retool, or something. I don't know if it's true yet. I'm crossing my fingers for a blue A-Wing fighter. Hint, hint, Hasbro. Thank you. But you can still get the old A-Wing fighters on eBay fairly cheap if you want one today. Anakin Skywalker, his spirit has been made once again. This time it's based on the DVD edition with Hayden Christensen's head. The actual figure is really surreal because I don't know if it's the plastic or my mind playing tricks on me, but while the character in the movie on the DVD was clearly Hayden Christensen with, you know, a little bit of makeup, The action figure looks kind of like a cross between Sebastian Shaw and Hayden Christensen. You can tell there's certain parts of his face that look just a little bit like the previous Sebastian Shaw-style ghosts. The figure's very well made. He has a lightsaber for reasons I can't comprehend. His robe is made out of this very, very translucent, angel-y material, but it holds its shape very well, better than most cloaks, so I have to give Hasbro points for experimenting on that one. It's very pearly, it's very shiny. It'll go really well with your, if you have a Spirit of Obi-Wan figure, like the 2004 style, not the all-blue, underarm deodorant, Gillette-looking one, but the more recent one, this'll go great with it. It has wonderful articulation. It would make a great figure if it wasn't a Spirit. I hope they reuse the body for another figure. It's so nicely done. If you have any interest in filling out your Andor displays, go ahead and get it. If you like the idea of DVD-only action figures, you must buy it. If you think the special editions and DVD chains are revisionist hack jobs and deserve corporal punishment, look the other way. But it's a very nicely done figure, and I can't fault it for that. I like a Sebastian Shaw style myself. I kind of wish it had both heads so I could pick which one I wanted. But that's life. R2-D2? Yeah, R2-D2 is the R2-D2 mold you've seen many times. It's the vintage figure mold with the panel glued down, which is the same one that was used for the Hoth figure in 2006, the mail-in early bird kit figure in 2004, and some other releases. It's got some green splatter on it, a rubbery net with nothing you can really hang it with. I guess you can hang it on a hook if you put it together right, and that little thing the Ewoks carried R2 on into the Ewok village, which is kind of cool. The Ewoks, Rumba, and Grok can carry him no problem. It's really tough to get them to fit on there properly. I feel that the straps are going to break over time. They just feel like they're going to stretch or get brittle or something. The R2 figure itself is nothing to speak of. If you have recent R2-D2 figures, you've probably got something as good or better, or at least comparable or similar. If you don't have any R2-D2 figures at all, this is a great one to get. I mean, it actually shames the vintage 2004 figure because you get more stuff for less money. As far as accessories go, this is one of the better R2-D2s. Like the Hoth one last year, you get a bunch of stuff with it. This one, you get the net and the twigs thing. But if you don't really like the idea of getting another R2-D2, but this time with some green marks on it, you don't need this. It's got a nice coin, though. Certainly nothing remarkable, but it's a nice coin. And it also rounds out the Endor figures in this assortment, because the final figure is Macquarie Concept Han Solo. I don't like this figure. There's nothing wrong with the figure. I just don't like the coloration they picked. It's purple. I don't think purple works for Han Solo. He's got like blonde highlights, a brown beard, lots of good articulation, two lightsabers, a gun, a cape. It doesn't really fit. There's this weird thing with the Macquarie figures where the capes and the accessories and chest panels all don't really seem to fit well. He's got lots of great movement. He has a good facial expression, lots of detail in his sculpt. I just don't like the colors. That's my personal opinion. The artwork, I remember it mostly from like sketches, and I never really thought it'd be purple. It's very Flash Gordon-y. It's like an all one color jumpsuit. If you really like some of the earlier designs, you might like this one. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's an excellently crafted action figure. It's very well designed. It holds together well. They painted it real nicely. I just don't like the colors. You know, who knows? Maybe I'm secretly colorblind and it just looks whack to me, but I use the word whack. How old am I? 7? But, as part of a set, I'd recommend it to you. If you're being picky, save your money. Get something else. It doesn't, you know, some of the Macquarie figures feel really at home in the Star Wars universe, like Boba Fett, the Stormtrooper, I'd even say the Luke figure, Obi-Wan and Yoda. Pretty much the entire Macquarie run just looks like you could stick it with your other figures, and it wouldn't be that far-fetched, or you could have seen these in comic books or something. This figure doesn't belong, really. I think the blonde highlights kind of did it for me, but it's a good wave. More still shipping. You can pre-order it by the set or by the case at Entertainment Earth. I would highly recommend getting the A-Wing and Ewok, A-Wing Pilot and Ewoks. Anakin's very good. R2 is take it or leave it, and Macquarie Han Solo's take it or leave it. If you're collecting the Macquarie figures, get it and finish the set. If you haven't been, you don't know what you're missing, so don't buy it. You don't know what you're missing. Okay, so that's it for this week's show. I am your host, Adam Paulus. You can find a lot of things that I work on if you go to 16bit.com. I link to pretty much everything. I also write a Star Wars Q&A column at Galactic Hunter, a daily figure of the day column at Galactic Hunter. And I do a lot of stuff in Entertainment Earth, like this podcast. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our newsletters, daily news, or RSS feeds for pretty much anything you want to know about what's new. I try to make sure all the new items are distributed to you guys as quickly as possible, because let's face it, if you really want something, you want to get your order in because it's first come, first serve. I know I do. And there's a lot of great stuff coming up in the next year, which I can't tell you about yet, but I will tell you that you would be astonished. So be sure to stay tuned for some of that good stuff. Next week, we're going to review most likely some more Star Wars items. It might be the Episode 2 themed wave of 30th anniversary figures, or maybe it'll be Target exclusives, or maybe it'll be something else. I don't know yet. If you'd like to tell me what you want to hear about, you can email me anytime you want, adam@16bit.com. That's adam@16bit.com. I will do my best to answer your emails, and if you want to hear about something on this show that's not wrestling action figures, I'll be happy to help you out. Again, my name is Adam. I will be here next week unless something horrible happens, in which case I have no idea what will happen instead. But have a great weekend, everyone. If I don't hear from you or you don't hear from me, have a great holiday. And unless you're having a great holiday right now, in which case, continue to have a great holiday.